When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Michelle Cobb is with me this week, and her theme is narrators that elevate the material. And what material are we elevating today?
No Hiding in Boise by Kim Hooper, read by Devin Sorvery, Stephanie Willing, and Hillary Huber, with Stephanie Einstein, Madeline Mabee, Nick Mondelli, Michael Brusasco, Patrick Lawler, Adam Barr, Pete Cross, and Neil Heligers.
That's a cast.
It is. This is an Earphones winner, and it's dealing with the repercussions of a mass shooting at a bar in Boise, Idaho.
I actually listened to this book over the summer. So let's talk.
Okay. Well, then you know. The bulk of the story is told from three perspectives. So we have Angie, who is the wife of a victim that is seriously injured, and that's played by Devin Sorvery. Joyce, the mother of the shooter who committed suicide, and that is played by Hillary Huber. And Tessa, who's a bartender that is on site. She hides and survives, but she suffers from PTSD and guilt, and she's played by Stephanie Willing.
And it is a very, I mean, as you could just hear, it's a very complicated story in that we have multiple perspectives looking at this same event and the ripples and the repercussions of it.
That's what I loved about it, because these other voices, which include the shooter and the victims who do not make it, provide some interesting context. And it sounds depressing, but overall, I thought it was a very hopeful book. You know, we're meeting people that are suffering, but as we learn about their backstories and we hear them struggle with difficulties, it humanizes the whole piece. And to understand a little bit about why the shooter made his choices, I think it's important.
I found it a really interesting book. I'm not sure I liked it quite as much as you did, but I was not unhappy to have heard it. And as I said, what I liked was the varying perspectives. I like different perspectives of the same event and the realization that something that happens on one day just can mushroom out and out and out and have impact that literally goes through people's lives.
Exactly.
And I also like the interactions of the people. This was a bar that really was a community in a lot of ways. And I really appreciated that and the time that Kim Hooper took to develop that before tragedy happened.
Yes. And the intertwining in a variety of ways, you know, the pre-events, post-events, and during events, I thought that weaved together so nicely. And the performances themselves, both in the words and the acting, were very nuanced, not sensationalized.
Absolutely. Those three women were fantastic.
They really were. And it was funny because, you know, I know Devin and Hillary pretty well, so I listened to probably the first hour, and I texted them both, and I said, this is really special that I'm getting to hear you guys, you know, do this work together. It's a really fabulous book.
Okay, well, let's listen.
Yes, and we should hear this, because they are bringing an authenticity to the reading that I don't always find exists. Here is where Angie, that's Devin, has learned that her husband has been injured.
Okay, this is No Hiding in Boise by Kim Hooper.
You said you think it's him, so you're not sure? This woman at work, a fellow copywriter, told me that the phrase grasping at straws is from a proverb about a drowning man reaching desperately at the surrounding grasses as he goes under. This is what I feel like right now. Like I'm drowning. We retrieved his ID and your contact information from his wallet, he says. The contact information. I know what he means. When I moved in with Kale and realized how often he went biking in the foothills alone, I insisted he carry certain things with him. His ID, his phone, his health insurance card, and my contact information. I'd written my name and number on a note card under the words, in case of emergency, and folded it in half. He had rolled his eyes at me, but he complied. I'd watched him slip it into his wallet.
Can you imagine waking up and realizing that your husband actually isn't in bed next to you, but was involved in an accident? I mean, the shock of that.
Yes. And the way all of this unfolds.
I thought that was a great excerpt because you really get this confused nuance. And this is something that so easily could have been sensationalized. And it's not at all.
Exactly. And that's, you know, one of the reasons this is one of my favorite books of 2021 so far.
Yeah. Okay. That is No Hiding in Boise.
And we all learned to pronounce Boise correctly.
It's by Kim Hooper. And it's read by Devin Sorbery, Stephanie Willing, and Hillary Huber with an additional cast. Michelle, thank you so much. I will talk to you tomorrow. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Wolfram von Eschenbach's Parsifal, read by Leighton Pugh. The narrative describes the quest of the Arthurian knight Parsifal for the Holy Grail, and his journey is filled with incident, from tournaments and sieges to chivalrous deeds and displays of true love. The poem influenced several other works, most notably Richard Wagner's opera of the same name. The text used in this recording is Cyril Edwards' modern prose translation. You can find it at naxosaudiobooks.com. You're listening to Behind the Mic. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.